This is The Big Picture on POTUS.
Welcome back to The Big Picture. I'm Olivier Knox, Chief DC Correspondent for SiriusXM. Well, most of reporting, the overwhelming majority of reporting, is talking to people who know more than you do, frequently who know more than you do and are smarter than you are. And so the important thing when you are a reporter is knowing what you don't know or that you don't know. And that's going to be very much on display with my next guest. I have Gavin Smith, professor of landscape architecture at North Carolina State University, researcher for the Department of Homeland Security Coastal Resilience Center. And it's that last part that I really need explained to me. Professor, welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, short and to the point, what is the Coastal Resilience Center?
Sure. The Coastal Resilience Center was really born out of Katrina, and the Department of Homeland Security asked universities to put together a consortium of those that were interested in doing applied research or research that can have direct benefits to communities and society. And our center is comprised of approximately 27 universities around the U.S. that focus on things like storm surge modeling, improving that, looking at the vulnerability of coastal communities, thinking through how you can apply land use strategies to reduce risk, and looking at things like vulnerable infrastructure.
You alluded to storms and storm surge and the rest of it. Is there a climate change application here?
There is, in the sense that that's something that many of us in the center are looking at in terms of not only assessing risk today, if you will, and developing models that can do that, but also looking into the future and looking to do things like, for example, planning for what we would call deep uncertainty. How do you develop risk reduction strategies that account for risk not only today, but what it might look like in the future?
So what are some of the tools in the Coastal Resilience Toolkit?
Sure. So, for example, one of the things that we've done is we've done a six-year study. It looks at the quality of what are called hazard mitigation or risk reduction plans, assess those, and based on that assessment, we came up with a number of recommendations to strengthen them. That's one example. We're also developing methods to improve not only the quality and accuracy of storm surge models, but also trying to speed up the process by which you can analyze all of this complicated data so that that information can be conveyed to emergency managers and communities real time.
Interesting. So basically predictive stuff. I was wondering, do you get into the business of assessing how quickly ocean waters are rising, how bad erosion is in some places, whether levees or some other tool might be effective as a response?
Yeah, so for example, there are researchers that are looking at and actually involved in working with research associated with the repair of the levees in New Orleans. We have other faculty, including those at North Carolina State, that look at the performance of levees based on water inundation and or their durability. So we look at those types of things. We also, myself and others, look at how we can improve the results of long-term recovery, which is often very complicated but understudied.
So would you unpack that just a little bit more for me? How give me an example or give me a more concrete sense of what that means?
Sure. So, following a disaster, we often think of the immediate response, which is, we tend to know a little bit more about that, how well people respond to a disaster in the immediate aftermath. But the challenge in terms of research and even application in communities is understanding how not only the government, federal, state, and local, but also nonprofits and regional planning organizations and groups that emerge after disaster, what roles they play in long-term recovery, including how do you inject the degree to which or whether you do inject risk reduction into long-term recovery when there's a lot of attention and there's also a lot of resources to do that.
Professor Gavin Smith teaches landscape architecture at NC State. He's a researcher for the Department of Homeland Security Coastal Resilience Center. Professor, where does landscape architecture fit into this?
Yeah, it does, in the sense of if you go back in time and look at some of the seminal work of landscape architects like Ian McCarg, his seminal work, Design with Nature, written in 1969, he actually talks about the ability to build and think about carefully where and how you build communities relative to the natural environment or to our natural landscapes, including, for example, building adjacent to or in the coastal zone. That's one example. But there's also just the issue of thinking about as we encroach on and modify our natural landscapes, what are the impacts in terms of the vulnerability of adjacent human settlements? And those are the kinds of things that that landscape architects study. But they also, in many ways, that the discipline is very applied. So thinking about those issues, it's not just so much a matter of studying it, but it's also thinking about how you can take action to encourage developing in a way that's more in harmony with nature and including the reality of natural hazards and disasters.
Professor, last one before I set you free. How did the recent storms that hit North Carolina, how did they change your thinking about this?
Well, I don't know that it's changed my thinking. It's just that, sometimes we lose sight of the fact that disasters, we can study them from afar as academics, but I think it's something that's important for us to always come back to, is that disasters can disrupt or in some cases destroy lives, and that we need to think about those types of things and empathize with people when they're making these really hard choices, like the idea of considering moving away from flood hazard areas. It's easy to talk about, but it's very hard to accomplish in practice. And those are things that have been challenging us and communities since the beginning of time, really.
All right. Gavin Smith, professor of landscape architecture at NC State, researcher for the Department of Homeland Security Coastal Resilience Center. Professor, thanks so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate it.
Sure. My pleasure.